Meanwhile, the Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko is threatening to ask for nuclear weapons to be sent from Russia. And this comes after voters approved a change to the constitution, ending the country's non-nuclear status. Lukashenko says he'll take the step if the West transfers nuclear weapons to Poland or Lithuania. The law change means such weapons can be on Belarusian soil for the first time since the fall of the Soviet Union. Let's bring in Mark Fineau, who's the head of the arms proliferation with the Geneva Center for Security Policy. That's a think tank that focuses on peace and security. He's also a former French diplomat joining us from Geneva. Welcome to Al Jazeera, sir. So how significant is this referendum to allow nuclear weapons to be stationed on Belarusian soil for the first time in a really long time? Is this a worrying development?
Yes, it's part of a worrying series of developments, of course, because Belarus is a very close ally to Russia. It's probably the only country that Putin can count on. And as you recall, the country, when the Soviet Union collapsed, inherited some of the former Soviet weapons on its territory, just like Ukraine and Kazakhstan. And those weapons were transferred to Russia. In the case of Ukraine, it was done in exchange for security guarantees from Russia that Russia would not attack Ukraine. And this was done in the so-called Budapest Memorandum that, as we can see, has been under severe violation, severe attack. Now, in the case of Belarus, it's part of a system of threats or veiled or explicit threats more directed to NATO than to Ukraine itself. Now, it's a very, of course, very sensitive and very dangerous game that Russia is playing by raising this risk of deployment and use of nuclear weapons in the case of Ukraine.
Right. I mean, and we are learning a little bit more as the days go on of Belarus's role in the war in Ukraine. And even earlier this evening at the UN General Assembly, the EU ambassador to the UN condemned in the strongest form not only Russia, but Belarus's involvement in the war. I mean, what is how do you explain Belarus's involvement at this point?
Well, initially, as you know, Belarus tried to play a mediating role, of course, under strong pressure or direction from Moscow, and that led to the so-called Minsk agreement that were supposed to help solve the Ukraine crisis with the risk of separation from the two eastern provinces. Now, based on this history, now that Russia has completely shifted its policy and led to this military occupation and invasion, Belarus has almost no choice but to take part in this operation. And it had actually hosted a part of the Russian troops that have invaded Ukraine from Belarus territory, and now it's still offering its role to host the first potential peace talks, but still also hosting Russian missiles that have been shot against Ukraine from Belarus territory.
And on the issue of this referendum to allow nuclear weapons to be stationed in Belarus, the EU foreign policy chief has weighed in, and he said that this move is greatly worrying. I mean, how do you expect the EU to deal with this going forward?
Well, I don't think that, again, Belarus itself, by itself, will be subject of specific measures. It's part of now reaction to the Russian invasion with the help of Belarus. So Belarus will again be subject to sanctions just like Russia. It's already been actually sanctioned because of the you know, the result of the elections that were considered as fraud or a coup by the current president, and therefore, you know, the focus really will be on Russia, but Belarus will also suffer some consequences for its action in support of Russia.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark Fineau, for joining us from Geneva.